The half-day summit put on by Parents for Choice in Education showcased the latest models in hybrid digital learning experiences. The model joins traditional classrooms with online courses and assessments. One of the concerns with moving to a more digital format is the cost of the infrastructure, such as new computers and tablets. But Michael Horn, co-author of the book Disrupting Class and moderator of one of the panels, says, in the long run, these hybrid models actually help save money.
We see a lot of these blended learning models starting to have reduced facility size so that you can have more students in smaller areas but with more flexible learning environments. All those things save on costs and allow you to deploy them in other areas.
Chair of Parents for Choice in Education, Robin Bagley, says the state is doing okay but could be doing much better.
Our policy itself does not present a lot of barriers to digital learning, so that's a positive. But we are not utilizing technology in classrooms the way that we could.
Bagley added that she hopes those in attendance, including several lawmakers, will see that the only way to meet the state's education goals is through a better use of available technology. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.